J-Mont GEA Radio, AM 1210, 100.7 FM, and on the web at airventure.org. And I'm joined in studio this afternoon by Doug Kane. Hello, Doug.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. And you are the Vice President of Marketing for Aspen Avionics.
We share the same town as Eclipse over in Albuquerque, based there, and we do avionics for the existing GA fleet. We have our first product that we had out is called the AT-300, started out for the experimental market, and then was certified in December of 2005, providing terrain awareness for largely for piston aircraft as a replacement for the vertical speed indicator. And a couple of years ago, we had an idea for trying to bring affordable retrofit glass down to the bulk of the market where people hadn't been able to get that before. And so that's a project we've been working on for the past couple of years and just announced here at AirVenture yesterday.
Tell us a little bit about your new product.
The new product is a glass cockpit system for virtually any type of Part 23 airplane, whether piston airplanes primarily, but up to about 12,500 pounds. Of almost any age, but particularly for those that didn't come originally with glass cockpit systems. There's been a huge demand, as we all know, for glass cockpits, as companies like Cirrus, as well as business jets, and later Cessna have really moved and embraced glass cockpits tremendously. It's been very hard to get that technology back in the bulk of the GA fleet, the kind of airplanes that fly in here to AirVenture. And so that was kind of our proposition, is how can we bring all those benefits down in a size and a price point that's really going to appeal to everyone who comes someplace like AirVenture. So we've come out with a line that we call the Evolution Flight Display System, and it's got a couple of key characteristics that I think work very well for this kind of market. And a lot of it comes from my own personal experience of upgrading aircraft over the years and frustrations I had about what was hard to do and what we'd like to see.
Uh-huh.
So we designed it in a way that you can start with a primary flight display system that is very easy to install. You know, most of these other systems have required that you really tear out the whole panel and start anew and put in a whole system at one time. And you can do that with our system too. But what we've tried to do is say you can take a first step just by pulling out your existing attitude indicator and DG, directional gyro, or HSI. And our system fits into the existing holes as is, very little panel modification. All the required components are built right in the back in a little short can that fits through the existing hole and makes installation much, much easier and cheaper than previous products. And so it gives you a full primary flight display system, which is an attitude indicator with airspeed and altitude tapes, as well as either a slave directional gyro, in the case of our pilot model, or a full horizontal situation indicator, HSI, with dual bearing pointers in the case of the Pro model. And gives you all of that capability in the existing size and hole for a surprisingly low price, $6,000 in the case of the pilot model and $10,000 in the case of the Pro.
Boy, that is inexpensive as displays go. And the fully STC, fully certified as a plug-in replacement.
Right. We'll be shipping this fall, fully TSO'd. We're doing the AML STC approach, the approved model list, and are asking the FAA for basically all Class 1, 2, and 3 aircraft in Part 23, which is 800 and some models. And I suspect they'll probably come back and say there's some of those they won't give us right away until we do additional flight test and proving. But ultimately, we hope to get that entire universe of Part 23 airplanes under 12,500 pounds.
Wow. I'm looking at your brochure as you're talking to me. Tell me about some of the features. I see here in your brochure, there's a beautiful terrain map integrated into your display. Tell us a little bit about the features that encompasses.
Sure, and that's part of what we call the Evolution Flight Display System, in that you can start with a single tube of your primary instruments, which would replace the vertical pair of instruments in your six-pack, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can expand that by usually the next step would be to add the multifunction display, which is the one we were just looking at here on the right. And the multifunction displays, like many others out there, gives you great mapping capabilities. They can either be a symbolic map you might use at night or something that looks just like your familiar sectional charts, overlay different hazard information like data link weather, lightning, traffic, all those things. We also do, from our heritage with the AT-300, something that is like a terrain awareness system, not necessarily the certified TAWS A or TAWS B, but looks very much like it.
A predictive type system?
It shows relative altitude.
Okay.
What it does not do, the certified units do, is give you alerts like pull up, or those kinds of warnings,
right,
which are part of the TSO certification. But it'll give you the map so that anything ahead of you that you might be in danger of hitting will appear red, going down through yellow and other color coding depending on the level of risk, your current altitude. Predictive in the sense of figuring out the probability of it being a danger to you and doing the color coding.
Based on what data from your altitude
an
transponder?
An internal database plus, right, because we have the air data and altitude information from the PFD in the center and from the multifunction display, so we have very accurate altitude sources at all times.
Doug, will this integrate with an existing GPS on board the airplane?
Absolutely. Part of our whole philosophy is that this will work with whatever you've already got in your cockpit. One of our frustrations, or we think there's been a weakness in a lot of products out there, is that so often you've got to pull out anything that you have that's old to go up to the latest technology. You have to start all over again with a variety of related sensors, or just even to add the latest features. There's been no upgradability. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's another key part of our philosophy, is these are modular, expandable, and upgradable. So that as we add new features, a simple software upgrade will enable you to do that. And in fact, in our PFD line, the pilot model I was talking about can be upgraded to the Pro through a simple software upgrade and take it on to the next level as well. Right. Yeah. So once you've made your initial investment for relatively little more, if your needs change and you need more for a relatively modest investment, you can upgrade it to the latest technology.
I see here that there's basically nothing left out on this display. You've got just about anything and everything that one would need to replace, even more with an HSI and the attitude indicator. I see in your brochure here, there's an example of the three different tube levels. So one tube to replace the horizon and the HSI and or directional gyro. So if a guy couldn't afford to go to an all three tube system right off the bat, he could simply start with one display.
Yep.
And then next Christmas.
Exactly. And that was part of the thinking, because we all save up for our toys, and
right. You
may have this much you can spend this year, and next year it's something else, and so the system can grow with you.
And for those of our listeners that are streaming at home, where can they find you on the web?
We're at www.aspenavionics.com, and all the information about this product is already up on our website, and also an ability to request more information.
Thank you for coming in to talk to us today, Doug.
Thank you for having us.
J-Mon, J113 in the afternoon on EA Radio. It looks like a beautiful day outside now, 81 degrees, partly cloudy.